There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Cheekies, and you've reached the voicemail box for Dear Cheekies. I'm here to give you advice on anything and everything you need help with. Maybe you're going through a breakup. Maybe you're having issues with your family. Or maybe you need help figuring out how to balance your checkbook or how to start a business. Whatever the case is, I want to hear from you. Remember, these are my thoughts and opinions, and if you're suffering from an issue or hardship, you should seek help from a qualified professional. All right, now go ahead and leave your question at the sound of the beep.
Hi, Cheekies. Just want to say that you have such a beautiful heart. You are a beautiful person inside and out. O sea, quisiera que hubiera más gente como tú en este mundo, pero pues no se puede, ¿verdad? I love your podcast. I listen to it every morning when you upload on my way to work. Nunca me lo pierdo. It's just that peace that I need in the mornings. Anyways, my question to you is, how do I tell my boyfriend that I feel like it's time for us to get our own place? So I've been with him for about 3 years. I've been living with him for about 2. We do live with his mom, and his siblings recently moved back in with their kids. And don't get me wrong, I love his family. We get along super, super well. I just feel like we're in that point in our relationship where we need our own space and our own privacy, you know? So how do you suggest I bring that up to him without sounding like I'm being ungrateful or like his family bothers me? Thank you, girl. Hope to hear from you soon.
You are so sweet, Jocelyn. Thank you so much for everything that you said. You guys always make me feel so good. I don't get tired of saying that. Doesn't matter if it's the first, second, third season now. You guys always just make my heart so happy. So thank you. And in regards to your question, okay, it's tough because there is a very thin line, but I completely agree with you. And there's nothing wrong with you wanting your own space. Actually, it's very healthy. It's healthy for you, for your relationship, and for the family. I think more than anything, you should just maybe take them to dinner somewhere where it's just you and him. Outside of the house, I would suggest for it to be somewhere outside of the house and just tell him, like you just told me, I love your family. We get along great. I don't want to separate you from them, but I do feel that it is time for us to get our own place. Would you be open to that? Or can we at least set a timeline? Can we say, okay, in the next 6 months or in a year, like something where you have something to hold on to and you're also happy and he is too. You don't want to do it just de un día para otro, you know? But I think it is important for you to bring it up because it's going to bother you, and little by little it'll start, you know, you won't even know it, but it'll start just creating some resentment just towards the situation, not anyone in particular. So I think before that happens, you need to kind of like nip it in the bud and talk to him. I'm telling you, outside, take him to dinner, calmly tell him, like, I've been thinking, are you open to it? Can we at least give ourselves 6 months to make this happen? But I think that it's the healthiest thing for you guys to have a long-lasting relationship. And then that way, when you see his family, you're going to see them con amor y con cariño and happiness. You know what I mean? Not that you don't now, but I'm telling you, if you continue in this situation feeling the way you're feeling, it's going to create some tension without you wanting it, you know? So, Jocelyn, again, thank you so much for all your beautiful compliments and comments. You cute thing. Okay, so our next question comes from Paola.
Hey, Cheekies. I wanted to start off by saying that I admire you so much, and I can see how you have improved over time and how you've become a better artist, a better sister. Like, you have just improved so much, and I'm really proud of you for that. And God bless you. You're such an amazing person. My situation is I'm 19 and I'm getting married, but me and my fiance, we don't know if we wanted to do a party because many people in my family have been like talking bad about the whole situation, like because we're getting married at civil and not like in a church, and that's what they expect. But like my parents have nothing to say about that. It's just my family, you know? So like if I make a party, I don't know if I want to invite those family members or if I should just invite them and ignore them. But yeah, we just wanted to do it like that because we've been doing long distance for a long time. We just wanted to close the distance as soon as possible, and we're really sure of what we're doing, and we're for each other. And this is what we wanted to do. So I was just wondering, what do you think I should do? Like, if I should go ahead and do a party, or if I should maybe do something more private and not care what my family members think.
Paola, thank you so much. Qué linda. Thank you for those beautiful words. And in regards to your question, I'm going to speak to both of us, okay? Because I sometimes have an issue. I've had an issue my whole life being a people pleaser, and I want everyone to be happy, and I've done things to make other people happy and doesn't necessarily make me happy. Siento ese compromiso, like an obligation. So I just want to remind you that this is your day. This is your wedding. By the way, congratulations on that, okay? I hope that you guys have many, 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 many years of happiness. Remember, communication is key. So as long as you communicate and you have God in your relationship in the middle of it, I have faith it'll work out. So just keep that in mind. Anyways, with that being said, I do feel that this is your day. You should invite whoever has been happy and is supporting your relationship. Those are the people you want there. So if there are people in your family that have been talking crap, don't invite them. Of course, celebrate your wedding, your marriage. Yes, if you feel it in your heart, you guys want to have a celebration, absolutely. Que se sienta, que se sienta. Like, they are not invited for a reason. So they have to kind of think twice about the way that they act. So that's on them. But if your parents are good and they're only going to be 10 people at that party, so be it. I think you should definitely have a celebration, even if it's small. Definitely have a celebration. And if you don't want to invite certain people, then that's okay. That's a boundary that you are setting because you want your relationship and your marriage to be successful. And you don't want to just have someone there because you feel the obligation of inviting them because they're your family member. No, they shouldn't have that privilege if they have not been supporting and are talking crap. If they're not supporting your decision with getting married, por el civil o como tú quieras, pues no tienes tú la obligación de invitarlos. You don't have to invite them. That's just my personal opinion. You can take it or leave it. But girl, I would say absolutely celebrate your day. It is your day. Don't forget that. Okay?
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control.
From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
So our next question comes from Kaylee.
I love you and I loved your mom and I love the show and I grew up with you guys. You guys are so amazing. My question has to do with my career and future. So since I was little, I've always been fascinated by crimes, mystery books, putting the puzzle pieces together, standing up for what I believe in, and that led me to want to become a lawyer. So now I'm in my third year of college and I'm going to go to law school after, but I've been doubting that because I feel like, okay, well, I'm shy. I'm not outgoing. I hate presentations. Speaking in front of people is difficult for me. And it's like, if I can't even give a presentation in class for 2 minutes, how am I supposed to sit in a courtroom and do my job? I also work at a law firm. And it's like, I don't want to be stuck in an office all day for the rest of my life. I also feel like I don't speak proper or professional, so people won't take me seriously. So I started thinking, like, if I don't want to do that, then what do I want to do? But there's nothing else that makes me feel this burning passion, like super happy to that I want to do that for the rest of my life. Like anything I sort of kind of like, it's just meh. Like it's, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. So I don't know what to do. I was thinking like maybe I can start a YouTube channel because I'm on a weight loss journey. So maybe when I lose the weight, I can, you know, motivate other girls. And that makes me super happy. But it's like, I don't know if people are going to watch that. And I don't know if I'm going to do a good job at it. I don't know if I'm going to keep at it. And it's like, I still have the love for like crimes and helping other people. And like, you know, maybe a family attorney. But I don't know. I just feel like I'm not enough. Like I'm not going to be good at anything.
Kaylee, you got to get out of your head. That is all in your head. These are false illusions, false things that you are creating. So I'm going to tell you straight up, like you're being your worst enemy right now. And I say that respectfully. You sound very well-spoken to me. I think it's just you like thinking, how are people perceiving me? But once you get over that and you're like, you know what? I know my shit. I know what I'm talking about, especially with law and everything. By the way, I love like all those shows, the crime shows and all that. I like all night, every night. I go to sleep sometimes watching that. So I get you. And I wish I would have gone to school for that, to be honest. So anyways, I think you should definitely pursue it. Pursue your dream and don't let that little thing that may seem like a big thing in your mind stop you from chasing this dream that you have and this passion more than anything. So I would say just speak to yourself in the mirror every day. Okay, and just talk like if you were in a courtroom or just get over that. Try to just say, you know what? I know my shit. I know what I'm doing. And once you're confident in that, in the knowledge, that is just going to give you the confidence that you need to stand before anybody and talk about what you got to talk about and defend whoever you got to defend. So I think you need to get yourself out of your way. You need to just say, I got this. I know who I am. I know what I can do. And stop worrying about what other people think. You're too worried about how people are seeing you. And believe me, I'm telling you this from personal experience because I used to, once I got that whole idea of like how people are looking at me when I'm on stage, like, and thinking about what other people are thinking, like, I kind of just stepped into my own on stage, you know, and I just feel different. I'm like, I know what I'm here for. This is my calling. This is part of my testimony. And it just changed everything for me. So that's why I'm telling you this. And I hope that it does help. Okay. And thank you for watching the show, by the way. Keep me updated. All right. Do it. Do it. Okay. So our last question comes from Chantel.
Hey, Cheekies. I just want to say thank you so much for answering my question about my boyfriend not sharing his phone password with me. I just really valued your feedback and sisterly advice, you know? So I did take your advice and I'm pretty much on the point where I'm like, you know what? God, you will let me know if that man is doing something he is not supposed to. But for the most part, I have really good intuition, so I'm fine, you know? But my question for you today is, do you have any tips for first-time car buyers? I really don't know how or what steps I need to take in order to purchase a vehicle. My parents were kind of absent in my life, and they're just not useful when it comes to these things, to be quite honest. And I'm really frustrated because I don't have that father figure to, you know, ensure that I don't get screwed over at a dealership, you know? So is there any big sisterly advice you can give me when buying a car? I'd really appreciate it. And thank you so much for answering my question. Love you so much, girl. Sending you blessings, good vibes, everything that's good all around. Love you. Bye.
I love your energy, Chantel, and thank you so much for updating me. It makes me feel so happy that my advice helped because, girl, yeah, you can't torment your mind. So I love what you said. I'm going to leave it in God's hands. If there's anything I need to know and he's doing anything behind my back, the Lord will put it in your face and he will give you that intuition, girl, that you're like, thumbs up. So trust that. Now, in regards to you buying a car, okay, so the first thing I suggest is, do you have a down payment? Okay, you have to have that, you know, set to the side to have a down payment, okay? You have to know where you feel comfortable as far as, you know, a monthly payment. Is it $300, $500? And don't let anything or anyone, especially the salesman, okay? Do not let him like be like, walk in there and say, look, I have this amount that I could put down and this is what I want my payment to be. And that's that. Don't let anything move you from there. And of course, credit, girl. I always tell you guys, you can have a bunch of money in your bank account, but if you don't have good credit, if you're not taking care of your FICO score, it's going to be very hard for you to get a good interest rate. So it all also depends on your FICO score, your credit score. So make sure you're taking care of that, your down payment, and knowing what you feel comfortable with. Remembering, you still need to pay car insurance, okay? Like what you feel comfortable paying a month. Okay, so that's my advice first and foremost. But I mean, there are some great dealerships online. They can actually help you get an estimate online. So just make sure you do your research, okay? And don't worry, I didn't have a daddy either when I learned all this. So it's okay. We got this. Okay, so Jocelyn, Bao, Kaylee, and Chantel, thank you guys so much for your questions. I hope I was able to help. And you guys, everyone that's listening and watching, happy Valentine's Day. I hope you have a day full of love, a year full of love. Yo los quiero mucho. I'm very grateful for you guys. So you're definitely part of my Valentine's Day. I love you guys. Okay? Hasta la próxima. Dear Chiquis, right here. Los quiero mucho. This is a production of iHeartRadio and the My Cultura Podcast Network. Follow us on Instagram at My Cultura Podcast and follow me, Chiquis. That's C-H-I-Q-U-I-S. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.